This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. College sports continues to change rapidly, with a new proposal from the NCAA that would allow Division I schools like Ohio State to pay their athletes. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the shifting power structure in college athletics.
This, more than ever, I think, in some way should bring some clarity, which is needed in college sports, that Ohio State isn't just on a different level than Kent or Akron. It's in a different universe when you look at all the type of money coming in. Michigan is on a different universe than Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, and all those schools that are in the MAC. And I'm sort of glad that those schools, they want to pay their athletes or do whatever. In fact, my view has been for years, let the big boys go out, form their own rules, and pay their players however they like, because they're paying their coaches $7 million a year and things like that. Go ahead. I just want to put them like off to the side somewhere. They got the cash. They got the TV contracts. Let them go figure it out.
Yeah, and this is what players have been wanting for a long time, too.
For good reason. I mean, they walk out, there's 100,000 people watching them. You have the Big Ten Network and ESPN and all those national TV contracts that are so lucrative. Here's why I believe the NCAA is moving in this direction. Not only is there lawsuits and things, you know, from players wanting to be paid, wanting a piece of the action, understandably, there's been a fear that the biggest schools would kind of go off and leave the NCAA behind and form their own association. And this almost allows them to do that. And then they're still under the umbrella of the NCAA. That's why I think the NCAA is not suddenly very benevolent towards the players or anything. They're trying to protect their own power and their own association. But Amanda, I kind of doubt right now it's called the Power Five, these big conferences. And that's like the Big Ten and the Atlantic Coast Conference, SEC, those. There are 69 of those schools are called Power Five. I sincerely doubt that all 69 of them can afford to. We're talking about paying $30,000 per athlete. And by the way, that's not just athletes who are in football or basketball. That's like male and female. And that's going to cost a ton of money, $7 to $10 million or more per year to these athletic budgets. And I just wonder if some of the lesser Power Five schools can afford that.
Yeah, so what this does, it's further separating the Ohio States from some of those schools and even further away from the Kents and the Akrons.
Good. They should be over there by themselves. They've been playing pro sports for so long. It just has been done in a different way. And this also then says, all right, Akron, Kent, Cleveland State, especially the schools with the football programs, because they run the bigger deficits. You know, if you look at the budgets at Akron and Kent State, the athletic budgets there usually run between 30 and 35 million. And they're kicking in, it's called direct institutional support, at least 20 million. You know where that comes from, Amanda? Student fees. You're paying somewhere between $700 and $1,200 a year to support the athletic department at those different schools. And I just hope that maybe this will give these schools more of a realistic view of, do we really want to spend all this much money on football? We're farther than ever of competing with the big boys.
This is really such a shift, long time coming, though, in how college sports operate.
Absolutely, and long overdue. There'll be all kinds of different ways. You know, there's the NIL, name, image, and likeness. Now, these schools like Akron and Kent, they can still create some little deals for their players. Great. You know, that's excellent. But the big money, and some of these players, some of these football players with these name, image, likeness deals are getting $500,000 to $1 million a year at these huge schools. Fine. They're pros anyway. They could just go ahead and act like it.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.